Humingi ng paumanhin ang punong ministrong pinamunuan ng Britanya laban sa digmaan sa Iraq ng taong 2003 sa mga naging pagkakamali noong panahong yun. Ngunit sinabi niyang naniniwala siya na tamang naging desisyon niya noon. Ito ang naging tugon ni Tony Blair sa nilalaman ng naging lubhang masakit na pagsusuri sa pinakahuling ulat mula sa 7 taong pagsusuri ng Chilcot Inquiry sa naging pagkilos ng Britanya sa naganap na digmaan. Ngunit, ayon sa mag-anak na may 179 na sundalong Britong napatay sa Iraq, sa ulat, nakita na walang kabuluhan ang kamatayan ng kanilang mga mahal sa buhay at nagbigay ng indikasyon na maaaring magkaroon at magsagawa sila ng legal na aksyon. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Helen Nisbister na isinlaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa media conference na nagtagal ng may 2 oras, hinarap ng dating punong ministro ng Britanya Tony Blair ang mga pagbatikos sa desisyong sumunod sa Estados Unidos sa digmaan sa Iraq noong taong 2003. Ilang oras matapos ilabas ang negatibong resulta ng Chilcot Report, humingi ng paumanhin si Tony Blair sa mga naging lubhang kahinaan ng pagplano at pagpapatupad ng nasabing intervention.
The intelligence assessments made at the time of going to war turned out to be wrong. The aftermath turned out to be more hostile, protracted, and bloody than ever we imagined. The coalition planned for one set of ground facts and encountered another. And a nation whose people we wanted to set free and secure from the evil of Saddam became instead victim to sectarian terrorism. For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret, and apology than you may ever know or can believe.
Sa kanyang boses, sa ilang pagkakataoy maririnig ang bakas ng emosyon. Sinabi ni Tony Blair na ang desisyong makibahagi sa paipaglaban sa digmaan sa Iraq ang pinakamahirap at mahalagang desisyong kanyang ginawa sa loob ng 10 taong panunungkulan bilang punong ministro. Ngunit sa kabila ng paghingi ng paumanhin, ito ay isang desisyon na kanya ring ipinagtanggol. Ang desisyon niya ay sinagawa ng may mabuting hangarin nang walang binitiwang kasinungalingan at sinabing kung sakali muli niyang gagawin ang desisyon sa ilalim ng kaparehong kalagayan.
What are you apologizing for today?
For the mistakes.
But what mistakes? What are the mistakes that you acknowledge?
The mistakes on planning and process I absolutely acknowledge. And I accept responsibility and I'm not passing responsibility off to someone else. I accept full responsibility for those mistakes. But it's not inconsistent with that to still say that I believe we took the right decision.
Sinabi ng dating punong ministro Tony Blair na sa mas mabuting kalagayan ng mundo ngayong nawala na mula kapangyarihan ng dating Pangulo ng Iraq, Saddam Hussein. At tinanggi niya ito ang dahilan sa nagaganap na kaguluhan ngayon sa mundo ng Arab. Hiniling niya sa mga taong isaalang-alang ang nararamdaman at damdamin nung panahong iyon, kaugnay ng seguridad. May 1 taon matapos ang naganap na pag-atake ng grupong Al-Qaeda sa World Trade Center sa Nueva York.
So it's important, now that we're here 15 years after 9/11, to recall the atmosphere at that time. America had never suffered such an attack on its own soil before. Its population were devastated. They regarded themselves at war. The Taliban, who had given sanctuary to Al-Qaeda, had been removed from power in Afghanistan in November 2001. But the 2002 Bali bombings, in which over 200 victims, mainly Australians, lost their lives, showed the continuing threat. So I ask people to put themselves in my shoes as Prime Minister.
Sa naganap na pakipaglaban sa Iraq, 179 na sundalong Briton ang namatay at sinabi ni Tony Blair na kailanman di siya maaaring sumang-ayon na napunta lamang sa wala ang sinakripisyo nilang buhay. Di naman sang-ayon ang ilan sa mga naiwang mag-anak na mga sundalo sa emosyonal na media conference matapos isapubliko ang report. Ang kapatid na lalaki ni Sarah O'Connor na si Sergeant Bob O'Connor ay namatay kasamang 9 sundalo habang binaril ang kanilang sinasakyang eroplano sa Baghdad ng taong 2005. Galit anya ang pangunahit na nanaig na emosyon habang binabasa ang report.
That healing, that 11 and a half years I've worked for. I've gone back to that time when I learnt that my brother had been killed. And there is one terrorist in this world that the world needs to be aware of, and his name is Tony Blair, yeah. The world's worst terrorist.
Ang anak ni Roger Bacon na si Matthew, 34 na taong gulang lamang nang namatay sa Iraq. Natamaan ng bomba o improvised explosive device ang sasakyan niya sa Basra.
We were proud when our husbands, sons and daughters signed up to serve our country. But we cannot be proud of the way our government has treated them. We must use this report to make sure that all parts of the Iraq war fiasco are never repeated again.
Ayon sa abogadong kumakatawan sa mga mag-anak na si Matthew Jury, sasailalim sa isang forensic review ang nasabing ulat sa susunod na mga linggo kung saan posible pa ring magkaroon ng legal na hakbang.
If state officials are determined to have acted unlawfully or in excess of their powers, then the families will then decide on whether to take any necessary and appropriate action at the proper time. All options will be considered.
Ngunit ayon sa human rights lawyer na si Jeffrey Robertson, maaaring di humarap sa korte si Tony Blair kaugnay ng mga naging pagkilos nung nakaraang digmaan dahil sa tinatawag na technicality.
As far as the law goes, Tony Blair has nothing to fear, not because he hasn't broken it, but because there was no law against aggressive war in 2003. There was no law because the law against what the crime of aggression, which was arguably committed by Bush and Blair, was in a state of suspension. The international community had suspended it so it could be better defined.
Ang kasalukuyang punong ministro ng Britanya, David Cameron, ay bumoto para sa paglahok o intervention. Ngunit sa kanyang pagharap sa House of Commons, sinabi niyang mahalagang isaalang-alang ang kapwa mga aral mula sa nasabing ulat at huwag bumuo ng maling mga konklusyon.
Mr. Speaker, sending our brave troops onto the battlefield without the right equipment was unacceptable, and whatever else we learn from this conflict, we must all pledge this will never happen again. Yeah. There are also some lessons here that I do not think we should draw. First, it would be wrong to conclude that we shouldn't stand with our American allies when our common security interests are threatened. We should not conclude that intervention is always wrong. There are unquestionably times when it is right to intervene, as this country did successfully in Sierra Leone and Kosovo. Yeah. And I'm sure that many in this House would agree that there have been times in the recent past when we should have intervened but didn't.
Sinabi naman ang leader ng Partido Labor, Jeremy Corbyn, na bumoto laban sa aksyong militar, pinatunayan anya ng ulat na ang digmaan sa Iraq ay isang pagkilos kung saan isinalarawang military aggression inilunsad na may huwad na pangangatwiran.
By any measure, the invasion and occupation of Iraq has been, for many, a catastrophe. Mr. Speaker, the decision to invade Iraq in 2003, on the basis of what the Chilcot report calls, and I quote, flawed intelligence about the weapons of mass destruction, has had a far-reaching impact on us all. It's led to a fundamental breakdown in trust in politics and in our institutions of government.
Si Saleh Mutlak ay nanungkulang Deputy Prime Minister ng Iraq mula taong 2010 hanggang 2015 at leader ng Iraqi Front for National Dialogue. Malaki anya ang mga epekto at naiwang bakas ng digmaan.
The invasion of Iraq was a complete failure, and the result that we reached today is evidence of that failure. Today, the world is threatened by terrorism because Iraq became weak. The weakness of Iraq has led to the weakness of other Arab countries, which were invaded by terrorism after it invaded Iraq. The war allowed the Iranian expansion to invade Iraq and become a danger not only for Iraq, but also for the region and the world.
Nagbitiw ng pahayag ang tagapagsalta ng White House Josh Earnest, kaugnay ng nasabing ulat, para sa Pangulo ng Estados Unidos, Barack Obama.
The president's long-standing opposition to the invasion of Iraq is well-known and has been extensively litigated. So what is true is that President Obama has been dealing with the consequences of that fateful decision for the entirety of his presidency. Future presidents will likely have to do the same.
Naglabas naman ng pahayag ang tagapagsalita para Pangulo ng Estados Unidos nung panahong iyon, George W. Bush, nang tugon sa ulat. Anya, sa kabila ng mga kabiguan sa impormasyong intelligence at iba pang mga pagkakamaling, nauna ng inamin. Patuloy anyang naniniwala ang dating Pangulong George W. Bush na ang mundo'y nasa mas mabuting katayuan ngayong wala na sa kapangyarihan si Saddam Hussein.